Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. This show is a live experience. After the skill development discussion, Susan and Pam go live into Virtual Presenter Studio offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence, where we help women in business rise. I'm Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We want to welcome our VIPs in the live studio audience. We are so excited that there are people here live with us who will be going into the studio with us after our podcast discussion to receive real-time webcam confidence coaching.
Yes, we love seeing people in the Virtual Presenter Studio. And for these shows, we bring the studio to you. So this is your chance for practice and to receive real-time webcam coaching.
After our launch episode last month, we had fun in the studio with 9 people who came in and got right to it with us. Each one of them made a personal presentation and received feedback from us in real time for real-time webcam confidence coaching. And Pam, I wasn't even really that mean, was I?
No, I wouldn't say you were mean. You were direct, and I've benefited myself from that direct coaching from you. So I know that you have the best intentions at heart and you want to help women rise in business. And so RISE is the acronym that we introduced in the last episode. So I'll let you talk about and remind people what that means.
You know, I love everything about this, Pam. RISE is an acronym that stands for releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm. In business, we cannot grow with the inhibitions that we place on ourselves. We must figure out tools and strategies to release them. Confidently presenting on webcam is an example of that. It's only after you release these inhibitions that you can secure the enthusiasm to be in what I call intuitive business, the passion place where it's fun, meaningful, productive, and lucrative. The second part of the acronym, securing enthusiasm, is really the basis for our show topic today, Zoom fatigue. Securing enthusiasm is the opposite of Zoom fatigue. Now, for full disclosure, Pam shared with me that she's had a brutal week. So, Pam, you're suffering a little Zoom fatigue yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, especially over this last month, I've been waking up sometimes at 2 a.m. To produce webinars and trainings. I've been producing them for a company in other countries, and they're sometimes 3 hours long, sometimes back to back. So I'm tired. And I did just text Susan just a little while ago today. I said, this has been a brutal week. So it's physically draining. It's, for me, it's mentally draining. And I guess that's part of how this topic came up for us. So I know that in my line of work and my business, it does depend a lot about how I engage on things like Zoom and other platforms where you have to be on camera, live, engage and connect and just be on. And I love doing it. Honestly, I really do love my work, but it does sometimes get hard to get that enthusiasm, especially if you're like me. I'm very introverted. I'd rather be behind the scenes, and I am for a large part of what I do, but I have learned some tools and some things that have helped me be able to do this, and I can do it, but it takes a lot out of me. So, you know, the hours and the work, but just beyond that, it just takes a lot out of me just because of how I am. So I want to do it. I really do want to do it, but it's just really hard and it's not natural for me. So even if you're not an introvert, video conferencing, video meetings, I think it can be draining for anyone for a lot of reasons. Sometimes you can't see people or hear people. There's a delay. It's hard to kind of read people. You're constantly on display. You're right there, you know, all the time focused on, you know, everybody's focusing on you, but I think you're even focusing on yourself because you can see your camera there. You can see your webcam and you're being your worst critic the whole time. Yeah. I am.
It's true. You know, again, Pam, I really love working with you because, you know, I'm always going to keep it real and share honest truth here. I didn't even realize you were like considered yourself an introvert until we started preparing for this podcast, which is really a lot of work. And you shared, you know, this point with me. I don't think of you in that way. But after listening to you, you know, talk about it and how it impacts you, like you just shared with us, I really appreciated in a whole different kind of way how it feels for you to be doing your business, especially in such a stellar way. Let me talk for a minute about why webcam confidence matters. The webcam has become the new channel of business and personal connection. It's here to stay. As the world moves forward to life in person, use of virtual meetings and video will continue to be a big part of the way that we do business. I mean, we know that some companies have actually sold their building, reducing huge fixed costs, and they're going to be continuing to use these virtual platforms, both for intra-office personnel engagement and interactive engagement for external relations with customers, clients, and vendors. Pam, what do you think about this?
Yeah, definitely. So I've heard from a lot of people and I read, you know, the industry news, and a lot of businesses are going to stay virtual in some capacity for a long time. So even when things start to open back up and go live, I keep hearing that a lot of things will be hybrid, meaning a combination of live and virtual. So from my clients also from all around the world, firsthand, I can see how important it is to be confident, to be yourself, to be seen expertly on camera, and how it earns trust and connection. But I think it's really common now that people are overwhelmed by Zoom fatigue, and that can lead to, you know, just not caring enough about showing themselves put together or showing distractions behind them and things like that. So like you said, if the webcam and video are here to stay, and I think they are, and everybody says they are. So we want to help everybody with that.
Yeah, it really is true. The way you appear and present yourself, we're going to talk about it in one of our tips. It really does matter. I'm just going to share a little secret now. Earlier today, I was doing what? Practice, 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 like we shared in our last podcast episode. But I was doing it without any makeup on. And the personal appearance piece, again, we're going to talk about it later, but it really, truly does make a difference. So, you know, Pam, we are here to help because we really do believe that video is the new black in business. But I wanted to just say, when we were doing our prep, you mentioned a different aspect of Zoom fatigue that I think we should really address here. Would you speak to that for a second?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I mean, the good thing when the pandemic hit, everything went online. So the good thing is that we did have these platforms to use and to stay connected. So that was a good thing, but good and bad, I think, because everything went virtual, social, business, school, academics, classes, and everyone just suddenly was on Zoom or another platform. So I think you can get tired of it. It's a lot. There's a lot of it, and it's really draining. And for me, I feel like, you know, like I said, everyone's looking at me more than if I was in person, and I feel self-conscious, you know, and just as much or more than live. And that takes a lot of energy and a lot of my attention. So I find myself not wanting to turn my webcam on, avoiding it, You know, I'm guilty of that. You know.
Yep.
I'll just email or I'll just text. I'll keep my camera off. I just won't. So, but I think this is where confidence comes in. And if you can remember, there are things you can do to help you overcome those things. It helps you better connect if you can do it. Use it as a useful tool instead of avoiding it. So being on camera does help you connect better, earns you trust, a different kind of interpersonal engagement, I think, if you do it the right way.
You know, again, in all of our discussions about this podcast, the earning trust or engendering trust by being confident on webcam, looking directly into that camera and presenting yourself in the way that we're speaking, I really think that this is vitally important to understand if you are a woman in business. I think this is an interesting conversation that we're having, Pam, and honestly, I'm not sure what to do with it. I respect what you're saying about being introverted and feeling drained from the video. I really, you know, I've grown to respect that as I've learned about it from you. But then we're also saying that it's important to have your video confidently on to help better connect across the waves. So, you know, what do we suggest here?
Yeah, like we were talking about the other day, I think for me anyway, I think it's okay to give yourself a break sometimes. I do. If I've had a lot going on, especially this week, I've had a lot of on-screen producing, even though I might not be on camera the whole time, it's still, I'm on, I'm engaging, I've got people, and it's a lot. So every time I can, I do take the chance to not be on webcam. To say, is it okay? I'm just going to keep it off and I'll talk and we'll go through. But I know, and like I said to you the other day, like it is risky to say, but because we're talking about confidence, but I don't know. That's just for me.
Yeah, no, I think that I love being risky. You know me, you know, it could be called being risky or keeping it real. And this is the most important thing because really we want people to understand exactly the, you know, the dynamics of what we're really talking about. So realistically, maybe you would feel or someone would feel more confident if you choose to have the webcam off sometimes, like Pam was saying, like when she's with me, she doesn't have to have it on. I know what she looks like, but if you're, I guess, producing a webinar in another country, then maybe you do have it on. So maybe there's like a balance here about when you keep that webcam off or have it going on. And I think that this is very important for people to consider.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there is another aspect to this whole topic because for me, I think that we can all help each other to avoid the fatigue. So I think there's things that we can do to help, you know, avoid that in others. So things like if you know how to frame yourself, if you have a good connection, so tech connection, take advantage and really understand the technology, all of that helps because they're not going to be struggling to hear you. They won't be distracted by things. So, you know, it's not going anywhere. Like we said, virtual is here to stay. It can really work for you and it can really help you. And like you said, it's, you know, it's having to figure out how to make it work together. So I think we all kind of not have a responsibility, but we can all work together to help each other avoid that.
Yep. Yep. We're going to be sharing 5 tips today. We're going to go through them a little bit quickly. We're going to be sharing 5 tips to help you get more confident on webcam and to help you avoid Zoom fatigue. But vis-a-vis what Pam was just talking about, I want to let people know that in our very next podcast, which is going to be February 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern, it's going to be about being your own producer. So some of the things that you just talked about, Pam, we are going to cover in very great detail next time. So I want to encourage people to save that date and come on live, because you are the producer, Pam. So I've learned a lot of this from you about production, and I want to make sure that people know that we're going to help them. You know, Pam, I want to let you know that I did spend quite a bit of time researching the topic of Zoom fatigue. I was looking for studies about it. I didn't actually find any studies yet. There will be studies done, of course, but I did Google it, and I got 60,200,000 results on the, you know, topic of Zoom fatigue. So I know that we're really onto something here. I want to really get right into these five tips now, Pam, because this is really important for people to have real meat to take home with them. So I'm going to start with the first tip. The first tip is this: stand up and stretch and breathe before you go live on any call. This literally takes 7 seconds. And I texted Pam before we came on. I'm like, do your 7 second stretch. Moving the energy in your body will change everything about the way you feel. If you're feeling that fatigue, you're on your third call, if you do this first step, I promise you, it will help you feel less Zoom fatigue on that call. Pam?
I did learn that tip from you, and I try to do it when I remember. I know I'm bad. I want to get better at it, but yes, that does help.
Yeah.
And so the second tip that we have is paying attention to your physical appearance. So whether it's your favorite lipstick, your favorite earrings, for me, it's earrings. So,
for me, it's lipstick.
For you, yeah. But just something that makes you feel better and raises your energy, because knowing you look good and you're looking your best, it's going to raise your energy. So it's definitely not unimportant. And we're not saying that you need to go to beauty school, of course, you know, and it's not about vanity. I don't think it's about being vain. But the way you look, it definitely impacts the way you feel. So if you come in a sweatshirt, or a baseball hat, like I'm famous for wearing a baseball hat. Or if you just take a little bit of time, put on a little bit of makeup. I don't wear much, obviously, but just a little bit. And then put on a nice shirt or something, and just feel the way you feel and the other people on the screen with you.
Yeah, this is a big thing that impacts me. I was just admitting some people, we have more people joining the live studio audience, Pam, which is great. This is a big thing that impacts me. As I mentioned before, definitely come with my full video face on, except I do go live quite often when I'm doing my hikes, and then I feel it. I always kind of comment, you know, I don't have my video face on, but then most people are looking at the beautiful, you know, nature location that I am in more than they're looking at me. So let's go on to tip number three. This is a big one. Remember your why. For me, this is the best way to combat Zoom fatigue. If you are in your light, sharing your business, your gifts, your skills, you want to be in your most impactful self. Finding energy from that fatigue place really is important to be able to impart what you're called to share. Knowing your why in business is the basis of activation and productivity, which leads to the impact that you want to make. And all of that together is what grows your income that leads to the financial flexibility and freedom that you want for your life. So, Pam, what do you think about this tip? Remember your why.
Yeah, I always keep that in mind. I think that's so critical, and it's helped me so much. Just knowing that gives me confidence, knowing that I'm helping somebody else. So quickly in our last couple of tips, I want to get all of them in there to make sure we get all of them in there. Our tip number four is hydrate. I don't know if anybody else is aware, you can quickly become so dehydrated and fatigued just from not drinking enough water. That's a huge one for me. There's things you can do to help you remember. I got myself a new water bottle and I keep that handy. So you don't realize it, but that really is huge. And I struggle with that.
We have so much to talk about. I'm going to go quickly into the tip number five, Pam. Tip number five, look at your past successes. Read a testimonial or remember a time when someone told you how much you helped them. This will immediately elevate your energy and enthusiasm as you remember how it is that you are helping people with your work, your impact, being in your purpose space, in your passion space. Now, listen, friends, we are going to be going into the live studio with our live studio audience. This is so fun. I can't wait to do that. And we want to invite you to join our live studio audience for our February 19th podcast episode called Being Your Own Confident Producer. Save the date, and you can find the link on my website at What Will Your Legacy Be? And your website, Pam, which is what?
VolutionVirtual.com.
Right. You can sign up and register for our live audience on both of our websites, and we would really love to see you in the studio. Now, for our friends who are live with us, once we end, you're going to click on the breakout room button, and we will see you in the studio. Pam?
See you in the studio.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan, helping women get confident to rise on video. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more information about Susan and Pam, visit the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. That's Volution, VOLUTION, virtual.com/studio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.